I have to back myself sometimes.
It's the analog way, because this is not really a digital process, is it?
Welcome to Leadership Decanted, our cheeky half edition, where we dare to share unfinished thoughts and ideas around some potentially thorny leadership questions. And even though KG and I can't always be in the same room, we still do this over a glass of our favourite beverage.
Hey, Paul!
KG, it is cheeky halftime.
It is, and it's so wonderful to get together again and hang out and just, you know, chat about things that we have on our mind and we haven't really finished the thought. And that's what cheeky halves are all about.
That's it. We don't close the loop. We actually open the loop and we leave it open like a festering wound.
It is. It's there bubbling away and we just got to get it out though. We have to
get it. Like an itch that can't be scratched. All of those sorts of strange metaphors. But we should say to our listeners that we are doing this particular episode rather late in the evening. So I am indulging in a little bit of a drop. I have a nice little shot of rum. A Sakapa rum, 23-year-old, a nice sort of nightcap type of drink.
And it looks great. It looks
very nice.
Notes of something like wood or something, I'm sure.
More like molasses, I think. Molasses.
Even better.
And brown sugar. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Oh, Sláinte, KG, Sláinte.
Sláinte.
Now, I understand that you, on this occasion, are the one that is bringing something to the table. I'm really excited. What's been on your mind?
Well, this is an interesting one because I'm still in the game, right? I'm still out there delivering stuff and doing all kinds of projects and things like that. And, you know, something I realized when I was in a meeting and in a conversation was that sometimes it feels like leadership takes on a different life depending on who is presenting it. And it just led me to think about this as a topic. And I wanted to kind of pose it to you because, you know, we talk about these things all the time. And the question that I have for you and maybe our listeners and, you know, I'm thinking about is what's more important in the world of leadership? Is it self-awareness or self-confidence? And the reason that came up to me is because I have a good mate of mine, I would say, on top of her game, knows her stuff in and out. But the reality is she doesn't have as much confidence as I would expect that she would have given her years of experience, given what she's done, how many times she's done it over and over again. And for as many clients as she's done it with, she still is not as confident as I see her as. You know, I see her as like a superstar. And I wonder, is that an important thing in the world of leadership? Does it actually help you lead better, do better things? What are your thoughts?
Very interesting question, actually. Is self-awareness or self-confidence? Let me ask you, your colleague, how self-aware is she of her potential lack of self-confidence?
that's a fair question. And I don't know if I can answer that fully, but I say that emotional intelligence is there, knows in and out about, you know, when she's lacking stuff, she goes off and learns it and, you know, really good with understanding and reading the room, understanding when she's doing things right and wrong. So I think she's got great general self-awareness, but when it comes to making some decisions, when it comes to being comfortable in her own skin and doing those things that we quite often see leaders have to do, that's where I said, oh, it feels at odds to me that she doesn't just go off and do because, you know, I know that she can.
Well, my first response really is when we ask questions like either or questions, binary questions, I think the underlying assumption is that they are on a continuum.
Yeah.
So that, you know, it's either one or the other. You can't really have both feet in both camps at one time. But I'm not sure that self-confidence and self-awareness are on that same continuum, which suggests to me that maybe both are important.
Okay.
And when the one is missing or both are missing, there might be some deficiency perhaps in the way that we practice leadership. So I'm thinking, okay, look, let's assume that there is a leader who is very high in self-confidence,
yeah,
but very low in self-awareness. What might that look like? Now, the self-confidence might be highly sociable person, someone who backs their decision or their decisions, someone who goes ahead and forges a path for people and very confidently believes in their vision. That's great, right? Many people find that very satisfying way of leading, and many people are very inspired by that type of leadership.
Yeah.
However, if that person is low on self-awareness, I'm thinking, what's likely to happen? Well, perhaps if that person's decision or the path that they are forging is wrong or poor or dangerous.
Yeah, they're not seeing it. They're not.
Yeah, perhaps the lack of self-awareness will stop them from changing their mind. They won't notice the error of their ways. They might not notice the harm that they are generating for those around them.
Yeah.
And therefore, that is not a good way of practicing that type of leadership. Now, what happens if someone is high on self-awareness but then low on self-confidence?
Yes.
That's another interesting one. Yeah, what do you think? What do you think might happen there?
Yeah, I think that's where it becomes a challenge, right? And I think...
Well, I think it's a challenge in both directions.
Directions, absolutely. Yeah. So perception-wise, self-confidence seems like they're making bold, distinct decisions, you know, that we can follow and we get it. And they are super confident in what they're telling us, and we're receiving it, and we're all nodding and saying yes, yes, yes. And that lack of self-awareness, like you said, could lead to things not being, you know, a dangerous situation, and that they're not understanding that it's a dangerous situation, that lack of self-awareness is causing a bad thing to happen. But at the same time, there is lots of self-awareness. So they understand, they're empathetic, basically, you know, when it comes to self-awareness. They get it. They feel and see what other people are seeing. They understand themselves really well. But if they're not confident enough to make a decision, push forward, forge ahead, then there could be a perceived lack of leadership in doing some of those things. Making
certainly lack of action.
Yeah, the action that may be missing. Mm. So I think, you know, you want someone who is very, very self-aware, but if there's not, you know, some bit of confidence that allows them to use that self-awareness in a positive manner, then we still have a problem.
Yeah, absolutely. I think so. I think people who are highly self-aware can tend to tie themselves up in knots.
Yeah.
Where there is a lack of confidence in their own ability or capability to make decisions or inspire people, whatever it is that they feel is necessary in their role. But I guess what you're suggesting is either lack of self-confidence and a lot of self-awareness, or a lack of self-awareness and a lot of self-confidence, either of those imbalances might create an issue when people are leading.
Because I think the real thing that stands out to me is that on the surface, that self-confidence feels like, ooh, yes, yes, they've got this. And then we can all kind of be sucked in with, you know, with that self-confidence. But if there's that lack of awareness, then they won't pivot. They won't make an adjusted decision based on what's happening and what they're receiving as far as return feedback and all those things.
So maybe more difficult to respond to emerging data as you move through the process.
Yeah.
Interesting. So here's a $64 million question then, KG.
Okay, hit me.
How do you get both?
Oh, well, that's what I think you want, is someone who has a little bit of a balance, right? Who understands.
I know what we want. How do we get it?
Get it? I know.
Don't just dance around the question, my friend.
I
we know we want both, but how do we get it?
Right. How do you go get it? I don't know if there is a class, a course, a lesson specifically in life that teaches us any of those. Mm. But I think what you want is someone who has experienced pain on both sides, you know, yep. that lack of self-confidence that has prevented them from doing things that has made them ultimately decide that, you know what, I have to back myself sometimes. And, you know, as hard as that is, I have to back myself, and they start to do those things. And then someone who has the confidence, but ultimately at some point they look at that and they get enough feedback that says, yes, I made these bold, big predictions, decisions, I've made these statements, but there is some room for me to adjust, and I probably should track some of that, some retreat from some of that, and take some humble pie and make some adjustments, or, you know, make things different than I originally stated. And I think that only comes with experience, and that's the how you get it. And I know that that's not the preferred way, but I think
it's the analog way, because this is not really a digital process, is it?
That's right. That's right.
You can't just flick a switch and go, oh, I've got both now.
I would love it.
Wouldn't that be great? But I think experience does speak to it, and it's a two-way answer, really, because it would be great to have an all-singing, all-dancing answer, but yes. we don't really. I think it is very much about experience, but I think also about the people that you surround yourself with who might have traveled that path before.
Yeah.
People who can advise, who can mentor, who can coach. And I guess in a sense that is a vicious circle, because you have to have a modicum of self-awareness to be able to notice that you need that.
Yes.
But at the same time, you have to have a modicum of self-confidence to reach out to people to ask for help or assistance. I don't know. It is one of those questions that feels like you could easily tie yourself up in knots, chicken or egg type of problem. Yeah.
Oh, no.
But it's interesting. I mean, I'd like to talk to somebody, maybe in behavioral science, who may have been thinking about these ideas in terms of leadership. The whole fake it till you make it type of trope speaks to a lack of confidence and kind of building it up over time, but doing it perhaps through slightly unusual ways, you know, faking it, whatever that means. But that could be something that we could explore with somebody who perhaps knows a bit more than we do.
Yeah,
but, that's right. Self-confidence, self-awareness, whence, whither. Excellent. Nice. I think that's a great little cheeky half, a bit of a thought bubble. Here's the pin. Put a pin in it. We'll burst the bubble, but we'll keep drinking.
That's right. I love that part. So,
man, that's good. That's good.
Chat to you as always. And anyone out there who thinks they know one way or the other, or if you got some examples, got some things that you want to talk about, you let us know.
Please do. Please do. Just hang out for the outro and you'll get our details, or check the description notes.
That's right. Coming right after this. In the meantime, what we'll say is Sláinte.
Sláinte.
That is our Cheeky Half episode. Please let us know what you think, whether you'd like us to expand on any of these topics in our main episodes, or any other comment you might have. You can reach us on askus@leadershipdecanted.com. That's askus at leadershipdecanted.com. You can also leave your comments for each of our episodes on our website at leadershipdecanted.com. Thanks for listening.